To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What do you guys think about those radar guns? Right now, you can see them on, you know, highways with state police. But local police departments in Pennsylvania are not able to use those.
No.
And they're one of just a few, I guess, states that don't. Many, many, many states use them with their local police departments. There is a renewed effort underway in Harrisburg to allow local police departments to use radar for speed enforcement. Oh, it looks like Pennsylvania is the only state in the nation. I thought there might be a few more. We are so far behind this.
No legal marijuana, no radar, and local police. Got it.
Well, at least with recreational marijuana, we're not alone.
We're not alone. Yeah.
In this case, we are the only state, Commonwealth, also, that does not allow local police to use it. Only the state police, the Pennsylvania State Police, can utilize radar in Pennsylvania. Now, opponents of it say they are concerned that our communities would use it so they could raise revenues and money, you know, crack down and harass you, I guess. Well, they didn't say harass, but I'm financially. Jay Bieber, executive
director. I've heard of that music guy, right?
Executive director of policy at the National Motorists Association said that, as with any legislation that could affect motorists, the National Motorists Association is engaging with lawmakers on Senate Bill 509 and House Bill 1955 to ensure any potential authorization for local police to use radar is tightly focused on safety and does not devolve into speed traps. They say the core issue is not the specific technology, but whether the underlying traffic laws are reasonable and whether motorists' due process rights are protected. And again, they go on to talk about, you know, when it comes to this, it should be reserved for the most dangerous drivers. The true outliers, they say, traveling at speeds significantly higher than the prevailing flow of traffic. So you may, and look, there may be communities around here. And I think what they're trying to say there is, look at what you're doing now, because maybe your speed law is not with the flow of traffic, meaning people may go a little bit above it. I know you guys, you have to know of. I know of one community that if you go just a little bit over, they are waiting. They are waiting to get you. And you could say it does become stressful because you feel like, I've got to be so good going through here. Because again, it's not like it's being saved for those who are going way above. But you could just be a few miles and get pulled over. And it's happened to me and others, many others.
You had mentioned last hour, you know, isn't it like 7 miles this? Or everyone seems to think they know what it is. You ask a police officer, they go, no, that's not real. I mean, I feel like it probably is.
Right.
But we don't know. I know growing up and learning to drive in Jersey, where there was a couple, Grove Street in Somerville, New Jersey, 25-mile-an-hour roads. They're always hearing stories about people getting tickets at 26.
Right.
Whether or not that was real, I don't know. But I do know someone who got a ticket at 27.
Right.
So,
they're saying here, with like this National Motorists Association, they fear they don't want it to be used to ticket drivers merely for exceeding a posted limit by 6 or 10 miles per hour, when their speed is otherwise reasonable and prudent for the conditions. So I guess, are they trying to say you should check to make sure that you have a mile per hour that's reasonable? Some places, I know that I've driven through some places where you're like, really, you have to go that slow? I get it with the school or, you know, other things, but we're talking some that may be off. So they're saying, first of all, you might want to look at those things as well. And they say, while both Senate Bill 509 and House Bill 1955 include several important protections against using it for revenue generation, additional safeguards are needed, including a requirement that the enforced speed limit be set at the 85th percentile speed. That would be the speed at or below which about 85% of free-flowing vehicles naturally travel on that roadway. Imagine that. So if you think about an area where maybe it's 35 miles an hour, and you could think of many in this area where you don't see people looking for speeders. And if so what they're saying is that 85% of the traffic flowing is going 45.
Right.
You shouldn't be cracking down on those people.
They say all this, but then they're going to put in 25 mile an hour speed limits. If this becomes a thing, 25 mile an hour speed limits, especially in areas that have wide shoulders on both sides, a big wide road, it feels... it's the worst. It's like driving.
Well, I don't think they're going to change the speed limits because they can radar it.
This is what these people are trying to really avoid. They will, because look, we all know if you're driving on the highway, it is 65 and someone passes you at 75, probably not a danger. But if they're going 85, maybe they are. If they're going 95 and they're also zipping in and out of traffic, cutting people off without signaling, that's a real danger.
Right.
Giving people tickets just because they, you know, when you're going 68 in a 65.
Yeah, well, that's different.
It's not making people safer.
They did in this ABC 27 story, quote, someone from Wilkes-Barre who lives on Blackman Street in Wilkes-Barre, where there is constant speeding and they feel it's unsafe. I'm sure that there are people listening right now who live in an area where people are constantly going at speeds that are pretty fast over the speed limit and it feels unsafe. And in those situations, I think it's a good idea for if you have areas that are known as places where people are going very, very fast. Look, just having the radar on the vehicle, even if they don't pull many people over, is going to slow everybody down.
Here's the couple issues. People get their radar detectors, whether or not they're going to be legal or not. Have you ever seen, I'm sure you've seen this, usually if again you're in Jersey or any other state, you're going down the highway and you see the police and you slam on the brakes. People drive crazy. When I moved back to Pennsylvania, some people who are really into this whole thing, their target was speed cameras. So like they just put these cameras up so they don't even have to put police out there. They just want to catch you doing something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make anyone safer. And at first I thought, what do you mean? But the more I read about it, they're right. You know, finding out you did something wrong and having to pay a fine 3 weeks after it happened isn't saving anybody.
No, it's not as well as someone immediately.
You know what does work? And this I can try to explain two things. More speed bumps in these areas.
Well, I mean, you can't put a speed bump in a 35 mile an hour area.
You can't necessarily. No. But I'm telling you, like, again, if Jersey is any example, which I usually would not very rarely say that, it's always the 25s. In Australia, they just started putting out a couple years ago or recently these new speed bumps that aren't bumps. They have cameras. So if you're speeding, instead of giving you a ticket, it's like imagine a rectangle built into the road. Mm-hmm. It drops about 3 inches.
Oh, wow.
So when you if you're speeding, it lowers to get you. Boom. And you hit that thing. That's a deterrent
That's awful.
The other thing,
I don't like that either. I much prefer someone just there at the radar.
The other thing is, and they're not sending people tickets as far as I know. The other thing, I thought I saw this in Maryland or Delaware, but apparently this is in Tennessee. I found this news story. This is what they do, which also doesn't raise money, but does the job of controlling speeders. This is just, not a great news story, but it's a news story.
Officer Kin has been on the job for about 2 months. for the Campbell County Police Department. He likes to post up in areas where the department has received complaints about speeding, like here just south of Campbell County High School. People like Chris Guerin do in fact slow down when they see him.
Yeah, I was driving in. I'm in a school zone, so I slowed it down, make sure I thought it was legit, so it worked for me.
But when they get a close-up look, they might want to speed away in the opposite direction.
Why? Why? Is it not necessary? They explain why.
Totally unnecessary, as Officer Mannykin means no harm.
Did you pick up on that?
Mannykin.
Yes.
Once just a training dummy in the police department's basement, he's now out in the world helping to keep people safe.
So they
I've seen those before.
It's not legal in many places, but they actually set up mannequins in cars and in police cars and pretending they're holding radar.
Yep.
No one's getting a ticket off of that. It's just that
they got me. I thought it was a real cop.
In the 2 months Manny's been in use, along with targeted enforcement on busy routes, the police chief tells me collisions are down and injuries have been cut in half. Sometimes an additional officer will be parked up ahead or behind Manny. Maybe not a completely new method, but it's serving the intended purpose, and at least one person appreciated him enough to bring him a donut.
I've seen him use the mannequins in different states before.
I mean, this is sounds dangerous.
I have seen that before. A bunch of you are checking in. Tell us, do you think local police should be able to use radar? It seems kind of weird we're the only state that doesn't allow it. Someone says, yes, they do. Get rid of the inaccurate two lines and stopwatch. For the legislators worried about ripping people off, get rid of $80 inspections, emissions in NEP, and 6% sales tax on car sales. All right. Another one says, if there's two cars and they're going slightly over the speed limit, I think the second car should be given the ticket. They're usually the person riding my butt, even though I'm going a smidge over the speed limit, but trying not to because someone is tailgating
me. Unless I'm the second car, then give it to the third.
Yeah.
No one wants to be that person.
Another one says you can't even stop at a crosswalk to let a pedestrian go or you'll be crashed into by tailgaters. It's ridiculous. They don't know the law that you're supposed to let pedestrians cross the crosswalk or they don't care. Another says I saw a lot of people driving around Monday in the snow or storm with one headlight. And if your brake light is out, don't go through Taylor. You will be pulled over. Another says Dixon City will ticket you for going 26, 27 in a 25 zone. It's true. All right, here's more. See, roads that we can all relate to. I wish there was a cop around every time you get one of those lanes where one of the lanes end and you're supposed to blend into the speed in the lane that is ending and then expect them to let them in or just go and don't look and almost crash into you. I wish they'd get them.
We all have those pet peeve drivers.
Another, the roads currently marked 25 miles per hour would be used to harm people. Most of the marked speed limits need to be revised. Otherwise, drivers' points and insurance will be going up. They'll have to pay the higher rates and attend driving school. So
I agree with that 100%, with the exception of school zones during school, school
definitely.
Days. Yeah, because some people will be like, get rid of them all. No, those I think are really effective, and I'd rather see people go through at 15 miles an hour than 45.
Mm-hmm. You guys let us know. Do you want to see? I don't think people love to see it, but for those of you who live in some of these municipalities where people just drive so fast.
Yeah,
and it can be really unsafe. I understand if you say, hey, let's make it easier. But again, I don't think you should be getting people for 2 miles over a speed limit. That's insane. All right. We know more about Geisinger CMC, Community Medical Center in Scranton, the hill section there.
Yeah.
And their plans. They want to build a 5-story clinical building. It's going to be about 75 feet tall. It will have a parking garage as well. And all of this is in on Colfax Avenue in the 400 block. And then they say there would be a bridge crossing Mulberry Street. And what it does is it connects this inpatient addition to what is the former Audubon School. And those things would be connected to the existing hospital, which they have down further down Mulberry. If you go, I think Jefferson, isn't that? Is that Moses Taylor Mercy? I get them all confused. But they have a bridge that goes across Jefferson, I believe, there. So this is a way to connect them and would go to the next addition, which would be closer there to Vine Street. All of this is in the Scranton Times Tribune today. There's a conceptual plan that council caucus got to look at. And there will be a hearing next week on the zoning amendment.
Yeah.
Because they have to change the zoning. And then following that, there would be a third and final vote whether they will rezone. So, again, the former John Jay Audubon Elementary School is an institutional zone right now. And it would, I guess, get changed over to civic zone. And there was a, because that zone that was, that is currently there would only allow a size limit of 45 feet. And they need more room than that. There are people who are very much who live in that area who don't want what they say is 100-foot tall structures. And this new zoning, it could go up to 100 feet. They say it would be 75. So they said Geisinger CMC says it would be somewhere between 45 and 100 feet. And they're not happy. And look, yeah, if you live in that area and you get all of a sudden it blots out the sun.
This is very Goldilocks and the Three Bears. That's not enough. Well, that's too much. You're just right.
You got to look for the anything, but can be negative to some people. You weigh the benefits with the negatives.
Well, sure. And I'm just happy to see it going through what we'll call the process. Mm-hmm. Where I live, there's like, it's weird. Zoning is more of like a, yeah, it's on paper, but you do what you got to do. And that's why, and I think this, you have to do it this way. The fact that they're doing it the right way is good.
Well, I mean, the question is, the process is what it is, but are you going to like the result? So when they vote on it.
True.
We did get a text. We have so much on the speeding. I'm trying to go back here. Someone said, and it's a pretty lengthy one, so it does not break up. So I'm going to try to read this as I can. Regarding the Geisinger-Scranton expansion. They said at the last two council meetings, residents provided excellent alternatives. And they said it's not old, obsolete, should be moved to the land across from the Veterans Center on Mulberry Street with the use of eminent domain. And special traffic corridor from the other direction of 81. Another suggests you move their neonatal unit to Moses Taylor. Others say build a more efficient hospital near an existing facility, Mount Pleasant, near the Sheets. Look, all of that is all great and fine. They're trying to continue their footprint where they're at. You know, there used to be three hospitals in Scranton, but we'll see what happens with Tenor and the other two. But I don't think you move, you know, the hospital has additional needs. They cannot currently have the room for the patients that they need because of that additional flow that they get now. And I get that people that live near there aren't going to be happy, may not like this. Again, they have to look at this, the council and the people need to look at, is it better for the region to have that kind of facility and able to handle the needs and the influx of people and still upset a few people to help the many? That is always the question when it comes to these things.
Good for the local residents and not just going, we don't want this, but saying, we don't want this, and here's a better idea. Many people just like to complain. We talked about that very early this morning. People like to complain. If you come in with an alternative plan, I mean, they may not like it or be willing to listen, but at least you try.
Is it realistic to say you have an entire facility there, and no, you should build a new, more efficient one at a whole other location, which is not where you are currently? I mean, that's ridiculous.
It is. I would agree with you. It's ridiculous, but it's better than just going, no.
No, I mean, of course, you're going to try to come up with solutions because you don't want to just say no.
It doesn't always work that way. It's a lot of people complaining and whining about things. So it's good that they're at least talking. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. for cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news. Don't have many details on this, but sources say the FBI has made an arrest in the D.C. pipe bomber investigation. This is, and it's supposedly a man. Remember, after this had happened, there were people speculating that the gait of the walk in the video, some people were saying that looks like it would be a woman, not a man. It's reported that the FBI arrested a man today who investigators believe planted pipe bombs near the Republican and Democratic National Committee headquarters the night before the Capitol riot, January 6, 2021. This is what two law enforcement sources are saying to reporters. This has been a five-year investigation. Just a few weeks ago, there was a woman who was getting a lot of heat because some high-placed sources were literally putting out false information.
Right.
And look, if they arrested a man now, they've got problems legally. I believe that woman has talked about if she has not filed suit, she may be filing suit. It sounds like she was threatening to file suit because they like identified this person. Yeah, again, I don't want to lose the story today, which is that a man has been arrested. But right. I have the faith that I have, honestly, in this FBI under Donald Trump is really, I'm sorry to say, not very high. But we will see what happens here. But look, if they've arrested a man now and they actually allowed that false information out there to have some person be targeted by people for harassment and abuse and wow. But they say that they have an arrest.
Yeah. And I'm not saying this is the case at all. Up until about 2 minutes ago when the story popped up on the news, the only video I ever saw of that pipe bomber was the one where they kind of walk kind of toward the camera and turn to their right. It's a real short video.
It is.
Now there are like 10 videos. One where the person with the pipe bomb stops, faces the camera, starts playing with something. Another one where they're sitting on a park bench.
Yeah.
Another. And I'm not saying this is what it is. What I'm going to tell you is what they look like. They look like every AI video that you've posted. So AI is such a screwed up thing where I find myself being skeptical of anything, not just this.
Right.
Like, you know, person wearing black pants and a gray hoodie carrying a bag walking through a city street. You can't see their face.
I hope they found the person who did this.
Yeah,
I truly do. So don't get me wrong. If we find that there is evidence, if this turns into some political witch hunt thing where they're trying to pin it on somebody, that's a whole other story.
But, sure.
But wait to see the information and the evidence. But this is the story right now. It is breaking. There is absolutely no other information. I am not seeing any kind of identification at all. All right. Quickly, just to mention Penn State, we talked about the fact it was National Signing Day starting yesterday. It goes through tomorrow. Two recruits signed up for Penn State. This is a far cry from where Penn State is usually at. Penn State usually has, what, 20, 30 some recruits?
There's like 27 one year and 25 the next.
Right.
The past couple years.
To have two. Now, they do have 2 4-star recruits. Yeah. There's a quarterback from Nazareth and he had committed up until June. Then he committed to Auburn and he came back to Penn State. Had some really nice things to say about the program, said he is not beholden to any coach, even though he does like Terry Smith a lot, has certainly says, I like him. I'd like him to be coach, but I'll work for whoever. You know, he's happy to be there. And there's also a pass rusher out of Philadelphia's Malvern Prep, a four-star Jackson Fort. And Penn State fans are pouring out the love in social media for two who are stepping forward in a program that's in a very dark place. It's really interesting, though. This opening at Penn State, this vacancy has made a lot of money for other coaches. Did I not say this when it happened?
I've said this 100 times. The day you said it, I was like, no. And ever since that day, I don't know if someone heard you and then said, oh, yeah, every college football coach that has gotten a better deal started the day after Penn State.
So anybody who was connected, look, there's a lot of misrepresentation out there of, you know, all these coaches turned down Penn State. That is not true because some of them interviewed and didn't get offered.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't interview at all. They were just rumored by other people. And look, there are people who, and I believe it, say that many of these people may have purposefully allowed their name to be floated by others or by agents or whatever it may be, because it makes sense. If you want to get a contract increase, you could have somebody else start going, hey, put my name out there. Oh, I heard so-and-so to be interviewed. And so when all of a sudden they're getting these increases, somebody did the math. And On3 Sports, big one that been talking a lot about Penn State, they have done the math and said, just the vacancy alone and the threat of it has netted other coaches an estimated $370+ million in extension money. So because of the fact that there was the threat that this job opening could bring them here for a discussion. Right. So it speaks to where college football is right now and the program throwing around more money than ever. Now, some of these people may regret this. Some of these teams may regret this because some of them got deals where the buyout is pretty wild. And I would even say some of the teams that scrambled to get coaches very quickly may regret it as well. Because, you know, if you start to panic, now, this is not to say I don't think here's the interesting thing. Penn State thinks of itself as a top 10 job. They do. Yeah. And I think that there is a lot to be said for that.
This year, an unranked job, but usually about a top 10 to 12
things didn't
job.
End well. Yes, usually. But, you know, it's a funny world. So what happened with BYU obviously was a big disappointment because that was a swing and a miss. But when you think about it, if you want to get a top caliber person for a job and you still have playoffs, regular season and then playoffs going, there are people saying they should have had somebody 40 days ago. And I'm thinking, who would you get 40 days ago in the middle of a season who's going to say yes and sign something?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not realistic. Now, we're at the end of the season now. You could do it. But there is a very real possibility that after this weekend's championship games, there may be people that have had discussions. And a lot of it hinges on that. I don't think firing your athletic director at this point is the right thing to do because we're in a mess. You want to fire him after this is all done? We're in a mess. You want to help him? You want to get the administration and like a search committee together? You know, that's fine. I think the last thing you want to do is make a desperation move and a hire that you're going to regret, because the point of getting rid of Franklin was getting a higher caliber coach. So you don't want to settle. That's just what I think. And there's still a lot of people out there, believe it or not. I know people go, wait, we've run out of people. I'm like, really? We've run out of people? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because we talk about all these coaches that are, you know, hey, Penn State is talking to me. You know, I could hear people saying, and I've seen people go, they should have moved faster. They should. Guess what? We don't even know for sure if those people who signed deals ever talked to Penn State.
No, that's what
there's
I was saying.
No,
a lot
way
of it
to
was
know.
Used to get money for leverage.
And they can't come out publicly and say, It's an awesome spot to be in if you don't want to go to Penn State and are okay saying you talked to them.
Right.
Like, it's a great spot to be in.
Right.
But we don't know how many
they actually even had. Now, supposedly Brian Hartline, who went to USF, people said, why didn't you take him? They interviewed him. They said they wanted somebody with coaching experience, head coaching experience. And that's what they're waiting for. Now, it may be stupid in the end, but I think all of this takes is, say, a week from now, there's a hire that the majority go, thank God, that's a good pick. And then all of this angst can be away, or it could just get worse.
Who knows what they're going to do? I don't think Terry Smith is the answer now, because that if they had hired him after that victory where he was like, this is my locker room, I think people would have been like, this is cool. That buzz died down. They need to make a splash.
The Rutgers game was a disaster that they just managed to win by a fluke. Yeah.
Brian Hartline was the rival coach that they could have stolen. I don't know who else is out there that can make that kind of splash. You have to get a name, somebody who people will go, I can't believe so-and-so is going there.
Yeah, right. So they can get them in the portal.
To make every single person temporarily forget that they didn't have a coach for this amount of time.
Right. It's time for us to check in on a longer-term forecast. Storm Tracker 16 meteorologist Joe Snedeker, who's going to lie to you and tell you that I tell him to say all this stuff. He and I have not talked in a long time, so I don't make him say anything. Actually, I'd like him to get to the forecast. Here we go.
Hi, folks, and good Thursday. Joe Snedeker here from WNEP-TV, your personal meteorologist. Nancy makes me say that every day. I'm like, Nance, everybody knows I do this. And she's like, repeat it and shut up. So I'm repeating it. Anyway, today, happy Thursday. It's going to be a partly sunny day, but there's an Arctic cold front moving on through. Boy, if you watch TV, the drama with this thing is amazing. I like to keep it real, folks. It's not going to be that bad. It's going to get windy today. It'll stay in the low to mid 30s. There might be a brief flurry or a snow shower. But yes, tomorrow morning at this time, it's going to be cold, near 10, 11, 12 degrees. But the winds are going to die down tomorrow. So that's the good news. If anyone scares you with a wind chill tomorrow, they're lying to you, right? The winds are going to be light on Friday, and the sun will be out in the morning. Partly sunny Friday, only in the mid-20s all day. And then here comes the weekend, both Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday and Tuesday of next week. There's not much happening. Mix of clouds and sun right through the weekend with temperatures in the mid-30s. Right. That's only like 5 degrees below average, or what it should be this time of the year, so to speak. So put a smile on your face, say it's good to be alive, and make it a good day.
All right. Thank you, Joe. So I got a little of a chest thing going on here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Brian sounds like he's a little under the weather. There's a lot of stuff going around.
Yeah. So we should have never kissed Brian.
God, jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the air.
My daughter had a horrible cough. A cough that lasted for a couple of weeks, so much so that she was like afraid that she broke a rib because she was coughing so hard.
Coughs,
yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there.
Coughs are so screwy weird. I remember like going to the doctor going, how long? You ever see that chart they have? It's like viruses or this and it coughs. It's always the worst one. It's like, it's been 3 weeks. Well, it's going to be about 6 to 9 weeks. You're like, what the? Mm-hmm. How? Why? Yeah. It's like, can't the human body fight it? No, apparently not. Feel bad for her ribs and our chests.
30 degrees at your official weather station, WILK. Someone texted us, I disagree totally with you. Give Terry Smith a chance. He has more integrity than most of the coaches interviewed. I believe Terry Smith has a lot of integrity. And I think he's a really, really good guy. I do. And I believe he needs to be a critical piece of what they do there coaching-wise. I would even say give him an assistant coach label. Others have talked about head of recruitment or something to do with like a GM kind of role. Yeah. Everything's different now in this NIL kind of deal. But I still think that a head coach needs to have been a head coach in a capacity on some sort of a university college level. I think that's important. I know you can pull someone as an offensive or defensive coordinator and bring them in, and it's happened before. But in the situation that they're in now, as Jason was mentioning, you know, the fact that we have so few people on signing day that you kind of need a big name. You need something to get people excited.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. You have to get people excited and say, I want to play for that team. It doesn't mean that Terry Smith He just he does with the existing team. And I get it that they want him and they're pushing for him, because as a team, it's like a brotherhood or, a father and a son. I mean, that is what they have. But you're talking about entire new relationships to be built. And he was a background kind of guy.
But the text message that person sent makes 100% sense. Like, it makes perfect sense. You're right. They should. I just don't know that it makes the most sense, because people like the shiny new object, which he no longer is. It's kind of weird like that. I could be wrong. He could get the job and all of a sudden people might go, screaming, loving that we're this homegrown coach. And I just think he's not as, it's going to take time.
Right.
You know, and I'd rather see him go coach somewhere else and then come back in a couple of years.
Well, he may end up doing that as well.
Who knows? I'd be happy with whatever they do.
He may be the guy they're going to end up with if they can't get someone else within a certain period of time. But again, I think that realizing the expectation for the team this year was so high, the fact that I think James Franklin blew it, frankly, not just because the players couldn't play to the potential, but his demeanor, his answers, his negativity, and I get it, the fans were horrible, but there's an expectation. I don't believe that the next coach has to be somebody that is going to be a big name that can bring that big change and have people have faith in that.
One other quick thing, Terry Smith, without that experience being the interim coach, he may say, I want this job. And they say, let's talk. And he may say, I want $11 million a year.
Right.
And they'll never do that.
Sure.
And they might lowball him because that's probably more appropriate. And then he could say, no, I'll get more money elsewhere. So it could be a situation where he plays the school too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that could play here.
I mean, he may just go with James Franklin because they have that relationship for so long. If he does, then the whole thing about I'm Penn State, it's all I care about, all I love, I want to be with this organization no matter what. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a whole bunch of, baloney in the end anyway.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
Wow. The day has flown by. All right, quickly.
19!
Quickly.
I don't know. All right, let me do
birthdays
this.
Birthdays on this December 4th. Tyra Banks. She was a supermodel. How old is she?
Always one. Always a supermodel. She's 52.
52. You got it right.
What?
Look at you. You know your supermodels.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Bridges, one of my favorite actors.
I don't know Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges is probably he's 75.
He is 76. Look at you. Marisa Tomei. Brooklyn-born actress, my cousin Vinny.
Shares a name with my wife.
My wife, right.
Yeah, my wife, Vinny. What? She is 62.
61.
Yes!
Oh, my gosh. Fred Armisen, comedian. You can do this. There's two more. Fred Armisen.
52.
59. And Jay-Z, the rapper.
2 years old. I don't know. He's, I bet he's like 63 now.
56.
Kind of.
We're doing so good. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, happy anniversary.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.